Hallelujah. 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 Father, we adore you this morning. We bless you. You are great and you are mighty. There is no God like you, Jehovah. We call upon your mighty name this morning in service to you, O God. And Father God, because we are dressed right, O God, I thank you that the enemy cannot overtake us, cannot overrule us, O God, in the name of Jesus, because you are fighting the battle for us, O God. O Father God, I thank you that we are fighting our lions, our bears, and our Goliaths, and they are falling down and being killed by the mighty sword, O God, in the name of Jesus, even by the slingshot in the spirit that you, Mokoshe, we aim and you send forth the target, Yokoshe Baka, and the target is taken forth, O God. The target is taken down, and we are cutting the target's heads off in the name of Jesus. They cannot rise again. Even those lions, Yekorabaka, when we are in the den of the lions, their mouths are shut. Yekorabaka, they cannot speak against us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we believe your word. Your word says that we are covered by the blood. So we thank you, Father God, that you are our refuge, you are our fortress. My God, we trust in you in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for keeping us from all evil. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for sanctifying us through your word, which is true. In the name of Jesus, let us, oh God, be one with our brothers, be one with our sisters, that we might believe, Mokoshe Baka, that we have been sent. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they may be saved, O God, and that our country will be saved as a nation. We are a unified nation fighting against the enemy that's fighting against us. I thank you that we don't fight against flesh and blood in the name of Jesus, but it's a spiritual battle. O God, let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and work of faith with power in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we thank you that your word have free course. Let your word have free course in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of our calling. Oh, God, what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe in Jesus' name. Strengthen us, O God, that we might, by your spirit, strengthen us with your might, by your spirit, in our inner man, O God. Let Christ, O God, Christ Jesus, dwell in our hearts by faith. And let us be rooted and grounded in love in Jesus' name. Let us comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, what is the length, and what is the depth and the height of your love in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, let us know the love of Christ which passes all understanding that we might be filled with all fullness of God. Lord, do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to your power that works on the inside of us. Let your utterance, O God, be given to us that we open our mouths boldly in the name of Jesus, that we know the mystery of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, let our love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let us approve things that are excellent, that we might be sincere without offense until the day of Christ. O God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse our hearts like never before. O God, let us have good hearts towards you. Let us praise you with all of our heart, not just with our lips, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you for the balm that's cleansing us, strengthening us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let us be filled with the knowledge of your will in the name of Jesus and all wisdom and spiritual understanding that we might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, oh, God, allowing us to be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Let us be strengthened, O God, with all mokoshe might according to your glorious power. Mokoshe barelia kadele koshe. O Father God, unto all patience with long suffering, with joyfulness, O God. We come with joyful hearts this morning, thanking you that you woke us up, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us peace always by all means. Be with us, O God. Strengthen us in the place where we are and bring us, catapult us to the next level in you, O God. In the name of Jesus, fight against those who are fighting against us, O God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we make supplication. We make intercession. And we give thanks for all men and leaders in our nation, in our church, in our Mokoshe Baka, in our communities, that we might lead, Yekura Baka, in the name of Jesus, with peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father God, for our president of our great nation, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that President Obama is leaning and depending upon you, not upon his own understanding, O God. And President Obama, Father God, calls on your name daily in the name of Jesus. And Father God, he says, Lord, how must I run this great country, America? How must I keep this country unified? How must, Lord God, I keep this nation unto you, O God? I lift up this nation, O God, this great nation that you created, O God, and I ask you, Lord, to run it through me, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that President Obama, in the name of Jesus, is sold out for the Lord. We repent on his behalf, on behalf of his family, for any way that he sinned against you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Any way he sinned against his family, himself, and our nation, forgive him, O God. And Father God, we repent before you for any way we've sinned against you, against ourselves, against our neighbors, O God, against each other. Forgive us in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us with hyssop, and we shall be white as snow. Well, good morning. This is Bible Storyland. We serve the great Lord God Almighty. He is mighty in all his ways. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Senior Citizens Day. We are celebrating our elderly today, those who are young at heart, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God that he created us and has given us abundant life. The mighty God that we serve woke us up this morning. He has given us all the days of our lives. And we welcome you this morning into his kingdom that he gave his son for a ransom for us. Jesus Christ took our place and your place in the name of Jesus on the cross that we should have been on because we sinned. He sinned not, but Christ was innocent because Father God loved you and he loved me so much. He loves us so much. He did not allow us the cup of death to pass on us, but he gave it to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, we thank you that God allows you and me to go free, even though we committed and still commit sin against him, against ourselves. Our human nature is the sin. But Jesus, the innocent one, said, Father, I will stand in the place and place for them. I will stand in the place for him. I will stand in the place for her. Let them go free, Father God, because they know not what they do. So our loving Savior laid down his life for us. But the best is yet to come, because on the third day he got up out of the grave, and he had victory over death, hell, and the grave. He is so wonderful. Today is the third day of the month. It is the 3rd of August. And, you know, numbers have meaning. And the number 3 stands for divine perfection, Godhead, and unity. God is perfect. He is divine perfection. He gave us the Godhead, the Father, the Son, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to be a unified body. He wants us to be unified with him. So I thank the Lord this morning that we could call on the name of the Almighty God. Isn't he great? Well, Lord, as we come before you with prayer and thanksgiving this morning, we thank you that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We come into your presence this morning, O God, with thanksgiving and praise and adoration. We adore you. Oh, we adore you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, you are our strength. You are our shield. You are our buckler. And, Father, we thank you that you created families in your own image, that you created fathers to be good, of good courage, to be strong, and to lean on you and depend on you to be the head of their household. We thank you, Father, for the fathers consulting you as Lord on how to love their wives as you love the church and the body of Christ and gave yourself for it. Teach husbands, O Lord, to love their wives like they love their own bodies themselves, O God. Lord, we thank you this morning, O God, for fathers are happy and pleased with the gifts you gave them, their seed, their sons, their daughters, O God, as well as their grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for the elderly, O God. This morning is Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the elderly. And, Father God, we thank you for the wives who are obedient to their own husbands, who look after their households, who are virtuous women, whose husbands can safely trust in them, who work willingly with their hands to take care of their family's needs. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for they're taking care of their needs physically, cooking, cleaning, loving their children, spiritually studying the word and teaching their children your ways, O God. I thank you that women are taking care of their own households. They're not gossipers, O God. They're not slanderers, Father God. But they are taking care of their own households and praying for themselves and for their families and for their neighbors, O God. I thank you, Father God, for husbands who understand their wives are physically weaker and need help in the training of the children, may need help around the households to do household chores, O God. I thank you that fathers are willing to roll up their sleeves and participate in family activities and do whatever is needed. I thank you, Father God, for husbands and wives studying your word together and teaching and training their children your word and your ways, O God. Lord, I thank you today for abundant lives for families that teach family members, O God, in the name of Jesus, your will for their lives and I thank you that all of their days will be in peace and safety, loving each other, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for the children, that they will be taught to obey their fathers. Their fathers will teach them to obey them. Their mothers will teach them to obey them. Their parents will teach them to obey those who have rule and authority over them, O God. And I thank you that their obedience will cause them to be blessed with long lives. Lord, I thank you that you are shepherding over our children as they learn to be a part of your kingdom. And Lord, I thank you today that I thank you that our children will be long livers, O God, and fulfill the purpose you put on the inside of them. And Lord, we are truly grateful for everything you made is good. We appreciate you, O Lord. We worship and adore you, Adonai. We give you thanks, O God. We thank you, O God, for the love you have for our family, O God. We thank you for for meeting all of our family's needs, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we are lenders and not borrowers, and all of our needs are met and our cups are running over, full and running over, O God. Lord, even if our family walked through the valley of the shadow of death, we would not fear because you are with us, O God. We thank you that we could dwell in the secret place with you on a daily basis and that we are hidden under the shadow of your almighty wings. So today on Bible Storyland, we thank you for talking with us, walking with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway in Jesus' holy name. Well, as I said, good morning. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are praising our God. And you know, today we have a great, mighty woman of God on with us, Karen Itell, and she is from Houston, Texas. God has given her, oh, a great gift of playing music. Oh, my God, what heavenly sounds come from the music that she plays. So we say again, good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm doing great. It's a wonderful morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, what are you going to play for us this morning?
How Great Thou Art.
Amen. I love it. Thank you. Karen? Karen?
Yeah.
We can't hear you. Are you playing?
Is that better?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate
that.
I had a great day.
All right. What did you do for your birthday?
Well, we went. I started out. My daughter fixed me breakfast. My husband came in with a card with all the little money in it and everything. And I was happy from that spot. And then I went on and I worked all day. I worked harder than I ever worked yesterday. But I had a good time. And after that, me and a bunch of girlfriends went out to Chili's and ate. We had a good time. We had choir rehearsal at the Chili's. But we had a good time yesterday. Yeah, it was great. So I had a great 51 birthday. Thank you so much.
Hey, man.
Am I a senior citizen yet?
They told me when I turned 50, I was a senior citizen. So I'm glad
to be a senior citizen. Get my discounts.
Amen. Y'all should see Jackie. She don't look like a senior citizen at all. She got these two teenage girls that look like her sisters.
Boy, thank the Lord for that.
No.
Thank you so much, Sister G. I love you.
We love you, too. What you going to sing for us on your birthday?
Oh, when we all get to heaven.
All right.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. We will sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. No more crying, no more dying, no more sickness, and no more brokenness. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We will sing. We're going to shout our troubles over. Hallelujah. No more backstabbing. When I see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Because when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. We will sing and shout the victory. Amen. The best part about it is, I was going to say, the best thing is next weekend I will be in Kentucky, thank the Lord, to live nothing happen, and me and my auntie and my cousin them can sing together. We might get the whole group there. Yeah. We can all meet at my auntie's house and sing together.
Amen.
Thank you, sister. I got to get ready to get out of here. Thank you, sister.
Thank you. Have a great day. Still celebrate. I still celebrate my birthday from last month, the whole month, and today, too.
I know that's right, Violet. I understand. Thank you so much. I love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Well, like she said, when we all get to heaven, I know we all looking forward to that day. You know, we don't want to die. No, we don't want to leave the earth. Well, how are we going to see Jesus if we don't die? If we don't get, you know, God, we can't get to heaven. You know, we're going to see him that day. We're going to rejoice in him, and we're going to sing and give him victory and thank him for the victory of reaching heaven, our goal. You know, that's our goal. We came here to go back to God. So, you know, one day we're going to all go back to where he is, and I don't know about you, but I'm shouting the victory right now. Well, Jackie's cousin told me yesterday when I talked to Minister Donna Hawkins, she said, today is Jackie's birthday. I said, woo, thank you for letting me know, because she didn't tell me. She was keeping it a secret from us. So, you know, I thank God for family, her cousin. Like she said, they're going to be in Paducah with Minister Donna Hawkins and Paducah, Kentucky. And she's on the line with us this morning, and she's going to be singing with us. Good morning, Minister Donna Hawkins. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank you for letting me know that secret that Jackie was keeping from us yesterday.
thank you. Now, Jackie didn't tell you that we celebrated her birthday here in Paducah. We don't let anything get by. Although she wasn't with us yesterday, we went to Red Lobster in honor of Jackie and had a good birthday party in her honor.
Oh, that was so sweet.
We'll celebrate again when she comes here, but we didn't miss yesterday.
Amen, amen. Well, I just thank God for your family. What are you going to sing for us this morning?
I'm going to sing We'll Understand It Better By and By.
Thank you.
All right. Amen.
Last weekend, my husband's family celebrated their family reunion in the Savannah, Tennessee area. We were at Pickwick Dam, and we had a wonderful time. This weekend, my sister's in-laws are having their family reunion. And don't you know, we have two people here celebrating their reunion who live in Savannah. One of them even passed by where we were last weekend. Now, isn't that something?
That is.
All right. I'm going to sing By and By.
Okay.
We are all driven on this restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests all succeed the bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mists have rolled away, we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, oh, the saints of us gathered will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. And driven on this restless of time, somber skies and howling tempests all succeed the bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist has rolled away, we'll understand it by and by. Oh, Lord, when the morning comes, oh, the saints of God gathering home will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Amen. Woo! I thank the Lord for the songs that have been sung unto him. Oh, my God. You know, God is a great God, and I thank you, Minister Donna, for that great song. I thank God for your family. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are rejoicing. I'm going to read into you here in today's Psalm 56. Be merciful unto us, O God, for man would swallow us up. He fighting daily oppresseth us. Our enemies would daily swallow us up, for they be many that fight against us, O thou most high. One time we are afraid, we will trust in you. In God we will praise his word. In God we have put our trust. We will not fear what flesh can do to us. Every day they risk, they twist our words. Their thoughts are against us for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark our steps. When they wait for our soul, shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest our wondering. Put our tears into your bottle, O God. Are they not in your book? When we cry unto you, then we know our enemies will turn back. For this we know, you are with us, O God. In God we will praise your word. In the Lord we will praise your word. In God we will put our trust. We will not be afraid what man can do unto us. Thy vows are upon us, O God. We will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered our souls from death. Wilt not thou deliver our feet from falling, that we may walk before God in the light of the living? Well, I thank God for his word. His word he honors above his name. Isn't his word awesome, awesome, awesome? Well, like I said, today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are grateful. You know, as seniors, we are all like to be in excellent health. All of us love to be in excellent health. And 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Being in health is very important, as well as growing healthy spiritually. The two seem to be connected. We must grow spiritually as well as staying in health in our body. So today, I'm going to say, I'm going to read a poem in just a few minutes, but I'm going to read some scriptures first into your hearing that God gave me for us to, you know, to stay spiritually fit and physically fit. So give me just a minute here. I'm turning to those scriptures that God gave me. You know, we serve a mighty God, and he's so awesome. He's so awesome. He's so powerful. And I'm so grateful that he chose me and that he chose you to be in his service. You know, he don't make no mistakes now. You may think, oh, yeah, God didn't call me. And if he did, he must have made a mistake because then I don't know what to do. I don't know how to proceed forward. But he don't make no mistakes. He put a purpose on the inside of you. He put a purpose on the inside of me. And guess what? He put one on the inside of our children and our grandchildren. So we are so blessed. This first scripture I'm going to read is from Genesis. Genesis 39. And I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong scripture. Hold on 1 second. Let me find it real quick, y'all. Oh, no, that's right. Genesis 39:3. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Deuteronomy 29:9. Keep therefore the words of the covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then shall thou prosper if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. So, you know, God is speaking to us. He's telling us to be strong and of good courage. We may be seniors, but sometimes seniors have fear too. You know, if you look at the news, many seniors sometimes are being abused. So, you know, we have to have courage. The only way we can have courage as seniors is to trust in the Lord our God, and he will make sure that we are safe and at peace, and that when we walk down the street, that he'll take care of us. When we drive in our cars, he will take care of us. When we're in our homes, he will take care of us. And he's not going to allow any harm to come near our dwelling. But we got to dwell in the secret place. You know, sometimes we have to shut everything down and we say, Lord, this is your time. I just love spending time with you. So that was my favorite program on TV, but I'm going to sacrifice today. I'm going to give you the sacrifices of praise today, Lord God. I'm not going to look at the game show I used to look at. I'm not going to look at Days of Our Lives, but I'm going to call on you for our lives. I'm going to call on you for mercy and grace. I know I'm a senior citizen, and I'm closer to death than I was yesterday or the day before, the years before. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that I, as a senior, can call on your name. So, you know, we got to sometimes talk to the Father. And I want to say a prayer for the elderly this morning. You know, I thank God for the elderly, the gray-headed people, the hoary-headed people, those people that have wisdom from on high. Now, I'm not saying every senior citizen have wisdom, but I'm saying that God gives wisdom. And if we grab a hold of wisdom, it will teach us how to live holy lives. If wisdom will teach us how to trust in God. Wisdom will give us peace, because with wisdom we'll know that the Most High God is still on the throne. He's still looking down on the earth. He still knows your address. He still knows your Social Security number. He still knows how many black hairs, how many white hairs you have. Ain't nothing secret from him. So he's looking out for us as senior citizens. Father God, we thank you for abundant life for every senior in the city, in our cities, in our states, throughout our nation. Lord, we thank you even for senior citizens in other countries. Lord Jesus, you are the one who has given us life and abundant life, and we thank you that we will experience life eternal with you. Lord, we thank you for those who we call senior citizens, whom you've given many days, many nights, and many, many years. Those whom you have given grace and favor to live many, many years. Lord, we thank you for the years you have given us as senior citizens to experience your loving kindness, your grace, and your tender mercy. Lord, we repent for all the times we rejected you, your Son Jesus, and your Holy Spirit. Forgive us for ignorance. And we thank you, Father God, for patiently waiting for us to come to the knowledge, of your saving grace. Lord, we thank you for sparing our lives so we could get to know you and the pardon of our sins. And Lord, we are thanking you this morning that you are with us, and you will never leave us, and you will never forsake us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, God is in the saving business. He's still saving senior citizens today. You know what? He loves senior citizens, and he's loved us a long time. He's loved us a long time. Even before he placed you in your mother's belly, he loved you. And he sent you here as a senior to do a mighty work for him. So let's take on the work. If you don't know what it is, consult the Most High. He's a great counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. And he'll tell you what you need to do to fulfill your purpose. Well, his promises are sure. And you know what? He also promised us excellent health. Oh, yes, he did. He promised us excellent health. And he carried forth his promises. You know, he promised everybody excellent health. He said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So he wants us to be in excellent health. Proverbs 4:22 says, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. What's life? The word of God. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto you, and I will heal all your wounds, saith the Lord, because you are an outcast, saying, this is Zion whom no man seeketh after. So Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of these diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon those that hate you. So you know what? He wants us to prosper and be in good health. And you know, one of the ways we can do it, he says, in Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, thou wilt do what is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all of his statutes, he will put none of these diseases upon us that he brought upon the Egyptians. For he is the Lord that healeth us. Aren't we blessed? We got a God who takes care of us. He takes care of all of our needs. He heals us. He does everything for us. So we are truly blessed. Well, today we have, I want to share something with you. It's called the garden. And, you know, we all, I don't know about you, but when I was a child, my parents had a garden in the backyard. They grew greens and beans and you know, okra and turnips and all string beans and peppers and all kind of stuff to keep us healthy. So we need a garden, you know, a spiritual garden as well as a physical garden. You know, in this day and time, sometimes food we buy is spoiled so quick. But when you plant it yourself in the ground and you know what you're putting on it and it grows up, you go like, oh, yeah, these tomatoes look so good and they taste so good. So the garden, this is called the garden. Plant three rows for the garden of your daily living. Plant three rows of peas, peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul. Plant three rows of squash. Squash gossip, squash indifference, squash grumbling, squash selfishness. Plant four rows of lettuce. Let us be faithful. Let us be kind. Let us be patient. Let us really love one another. No garden is without turnips. Turn up for meetings. Turn up for service. Turn up to help one another. To conclude our garden, we must have time. To conclude our garden, we must have time. Time for each other, time for family, time for friends, and time for our Father. Water freely with patience and cultivate with love. There is much fruit in your garden because you reap what you sow. So I thank God for that garden. Well, we are truly blessed. We have a woman of God on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. She is a woman whose price is far above rubies, that valuable jewelry, rubies. She's a virtuous woman, and she's a woman of the word. She studies the word. And then, you know, when you study the word, you become pleasing to God. Because then you begin to look like more like him. When the word gets on you, when the word gets in you, when the word gets around you, you look more like the Father. You know, she has a close relationship with Father God. She loves the Lord, and she's obedient to him. You know, her name is Sister Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to bring us the message of God's word this morning. Well, good morning again, Minister Gloria Dean. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, and you sound well and good, so I know everything's prosperous for you in your life. Praise God, and all of the singers and ones on the that went forth, God bless them, because truly they're in the Lord. You know, you can believe that they're, you can even see that they serve the Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're so happy. God. We're happy and happy with this morning.
Yeah,
what
praise
are you
God.
About?
Well, I'm going to come from the book of Luke, the 6th chapter. It's near the end, the last, verses in chapter 6, Luke 6. It's about the foundation. We built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, the solid foundation. Praise God. And I'll just read, you can get your Bibles if you have your Bibles. That's Luke, the 6th chapter. The last few verses, we're talking about the two foundations. 47. It says, whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and they will do that, praise God, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was found upon a rock. And you know, that was the rock of Jesus Christ. But he who hears and does not is like a man who's without a foundation, built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So these are the two foundations we're going to talk about. And this is the wise and the foolish builders. This is what it's about today, the wise and the foolish builders. In the wise and foolish builders, Christ describes two categories in illustrating the building of a house. Both houses apparently equally attractive and substantial, but their comparative stability differs greatly. Now, listen to this. In their construction, the materials and the labors used were similar. Everything was the same, and both houses appear upright, solid, and sound. Praise God. Now, we're going to take these two houses, and I figure these two houses would be our character. I said our character. I think that we're going to label this our character. So Jesus saying that he who hears his sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. Now, these two houses are exactly alike, but it's showing character. So we're talking about our character today. These two houses are our character. Keep in mind yourself. Are we going to keep in mind ourselves? Praise God. Now, the definition of character is a distinctive trait or an attribute, a pattern of behavior, a personality found in individual, a group, moral strength, self-discipline, personality, you know, the quality, which means the degree of excellency. So this is what our character, showing our personality, who we are, you know, because it takes that inward man now to bring that outer man under subjection. So we need that inward spirit. We need the word of God to get in our inward parts to bring forth our character. Praise God. So here it is. They say, unless one builds his house, the character, on the solid rock foundation of God's word, he will surely be what? Swept away by the flood that was overflowing in the world. In other words, these are like trials. They're just like trials on us as they come down upon us vehemently. But let's see how our character is going to be. On the two builders, we're going to say, one was thoughtful because he deliberately plans his house with an eye in the future, thinking of the future. But the other man is thoughtless, casually building in the easiest way. One is earnest, the other content with careless and unexamined likes and the wants. He wants to avoid, he's avoiding hard work, digging deep to ensure a strong foundation. Praise God. You know, we must begin as characters in Christ Jesus. If we're in Christ Jesus, it's time for us to examine ourselves. We need to search ourselves to see what's wrong with ourselves, what's going on in our body. Are we getting the word in us? Are we actually trying to make sure that the inward man is bringing his outer man under subjection? You know, it reminds me of a peach, you know. We got that ripen that when you look at a green peach, that peach begins to ripen inside, and that stone is easy to come out. And how you know when that peach is beginning to ripen, the outside begin to change different colors. Well, praise God, that's how we supposed to be. Our character has to change the outside of our appearance. We're going to look different. We should look different because what? Our character is changing. Hallelujah. The character of Christ Jesus. Praise God. We got to build this, our rock. We build our life on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. We want to be a wise builder of our character. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, the flood just beat vehemently on these houses. And one fell because why? It was not built upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ. The first house was, but the second was just built on the ground, just built up haphazardly and just wanted to hurt and get things going to go forward. You know, but even if you want to be a minister, whatever you want to do in life with the Lord, for the Lord, you have to learn to take time to build upon that foundation. We have to read, know the word, meditate on the word. We have to be in a place, a church where we can be taught. We need to be taught the word. We need to be taught how to be stewards and disciples of Christ Jesus. We must learn, and we must take time and be taught and not try to rush out ahead of time. You know, don't rush out ahead of time. Just stay there and be taught. If God wants you to move, he'll tell you when to move. But you just stay there and you get everything that you need in order to be able to go out and be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's get our character built up so we can go forth as God would have us to go forth. Praise God. So it says that all these things, you know, in terms of money, material possessions, and friends, you know, are good to the human mind, but their end can be disastrous without a foundation, which we need is the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And we have to be daily obedient. We have to build our character, this house, this old house they call of clay, meditating on the word and prayer. You know, working out our soul salvation, Psalm 111:10, it says to us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So that means we got to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, and then as we go forth and taking care of this character, we want to make sure that our character is not lacking anything. Because the flood just beat. These are trials, represent trials of life, things that we're going through. You know, the trials of life just descended upon us and just he beat it vehemently upon us. We all have situations in our life. We all go through situations. But how are we going to handle these situations? Are we in the Word of God? Do we have a prayer life? Praise God. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say that we need to be bearing fruit in our lives. You know, bearing the fruit is like the spiritual fruit. We show itself in our lives as a change in our character and outlook. As we spend time with Jesus and to get to know him better, his thoughts will become our thoughts. His purpose will become our purpose. We're going to be like Jesus. You know, you sing that song, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like him. Oh, we sing those songs, oh, but are we seeking to be like him? Oh, look, if we're going to sing these songs, let's take it and for real and use these songs. Praise God Almighty. You know, the Bible just gives an excellent description of a life characterized by the fruit of the Spirit. And you know, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23, this is what we need. They say it's nine fruit as we look at it, other fruit, other beside. But these are the ones Galatians talks about. We need that love, that joy, that peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and temperance, which is self-control. Oh, but we need that self-control. We need that long-suffering because we have to learn to endure and wait on God. Endure, endure, endure to the end. Just wait upon God. And, you know, others should see, and others, whatever we're going through, should see some of these fruit in our lives unless we're living outside of the fellowship of Christ. We don't want to live outside of Christ. We want to live inside of Christ. Others can tell by our character what kind of fruit do we bear. You notice that they say that you can tell them by the fruit that they bear. Now, what kind of fruit are we bearing? Praise God, what kind of fruit are we bearing? Now, I will say this today. How is your foundation laid? Is it on Jesus, a solid foundation? The word, which the gates of hell will not prevail? Do you have that power, that authority over the enemy, the devil, the enemy, Satan, trying to change your godly character? You know, he'll try to change your godly character by putting things into your mind, you know. That's why we have to be very careful with our mind, you know, because that's the only thing that Satan can do anything with our character when he wants to, with our flesh, you know. He would get to our mind, he'll get to our soul, our spirit, our heart, our brain. You know, he gets our head, because I feel like this. Our head houses these things, you know, all that. And I always say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, get away from my head. You're not going to use anything of me. You get away from my mind, my soul, my spirit, and my heart. Praise God Almighty. You know, we have to have a prayer life in this world. Praise God Almighty. We're going to go through some trials and temptations. We're going to go through some hard times sometimes with family, with children, or grandchildren, whatever. We're going to go through other things, whatever that is. We're going to go, some of us could be going through some hardships right now. But let's see, how are you doing your character? Is your character representing you as one that's standing? Praise God in the sight of God and man to be that character, to be a disciple, to go and help others, to go forth and preach and give the word of God. You know, we got to help others with the word God gives us. What we get it first, and then God will work in us first, and then we can go out. He say, take that beam out of your eye first, and then you can go forth and take the beam out of others' eyes. So let's get our character right, and then we can help others. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I just want to leave this with you this morning. I don't want to be too long at all, and I'm not being long. I just want to give these two characters. Now, how is your character? You know, do you have that authority and that power and the Holy Ghost within you? You see, we need the Holy Ghost within us. You read the scripture that says our temple is what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are housing the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, he doesn't condemn us when we do wrong, right? No, convict us. We're going to be convicted. And guess what? We can always go for and ask God to forgive us. Why? Because without the shedding of blood, there would be no forgiveness of sin. For praise God what Jesus Christ did on the cross. His blood, by his blood, so much the blood did, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. We can stand on the word of God. We can stand on what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Praise God Almighty. But let's see the solid foundation. Let's see our character. Let's see now the difference in these characters. Okay, now the first house or the first character, we're going to call these houses that Jesus talked about in his word, the foundation in Luke, the 6th chapter, 47 through 49. If you read that and let the Holy Spirit begin to minister to you concerning this and concerning your life and our lives and begin to search ourselves. Begin to search and examine ourselves. Let's examine ourselves. Okay, this is the first house. This is the house, they said, that will take the stand vehemently because why? It's built on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. Now, these are some of the reasons why this house is standing. This person, this individual, reads the Bible daily. Not just read it, but meditates on the word of God. There's something you're going to see where you stop and meditate on that word. Is this what I need? Well, this is what the first one is doing. He's meditating on the word as he reads. And guess what? He has a prayer life. More prayer, more power. Praise God. More prayer, more power. And then he attends church. Then he's obedient, faithful, and bearing fruit. Now, you know, going to church and going to prayer services and going to prayer meetings and also with the you're being taught that the Bible study, we, you know, out of all the church, let me tell you something. You have to have a million people in the church, but when it's time for prayer time, you're not going to have that many people in the prayer. We need to be in prayer. We need to be in prayer. Praise God Almighty. Let's be in prayer meetings because we talk about this country, this nation, what we need. Let's pray. Let's get our character together. Let's get our character together and pray for the nation. Pray, pray, pray. That helps our prayer. This is our prayer life. This is what the prayer life. If you have a prayer life, praying all the time, the Holy Spirit is going to give you what to pray a lot of times while you're praying. You know, some people don't understand and some people don't believe, but guess what? We need that Holy Ghost in us. We need to ask for that Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost, one of the evidence of having the Holy Ghost down in us is like praying in tongues. We can pray in tongues. We don't know what to pray about. Pray in tongues, praise God. We need that. We got to pray for this country. We got to pray for all nations. Hallelujah, especially this nation. Now, this is what the first character is doing. Now, this is what the other character is doing where the stream is all these trials of life are beating vehemently upon him. See why he's not standing. See why our character can't stand. The character, guess what? Scarcely reads the Bible. Less prayer, less power. No prayer, no power. Call in it. And guess what? Does not meditate on the word, even as reading. It's not meditating on the word. We should meditate on the word, as it says in Psalm 1. Meditate on the word of God, day and night. Meditate on the word. And he says that pleasure, wants more pleasure, wants a little bit more pleasure, you know. Want to do, to go out and do other things instead of just having more time with the Lord. More time with the Lord. So that means you're not going to see him in church too much. Every now and then, going to church. Every first Sunday, maybe going to church, take communion or something, you know. Only time going. And then they have a little doubt in their hearts. And guess what? What fruit are they bearing? What fruit are they bearing? No Bible study. No prayer life. Don't go to no Bible study. Don't go to the prayer meetings. Just don't go to church all the time. You know, we have to build up this character in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. Because guess what? He's coming back again. He's coming back for a church without spot or blemish or wrinkle. He's going to be coming back. So let's get our character in line. Let's begin to examine ourselves. Let's examine ourselves. Hallelujah. And you know, we want to have that love. You know, love and all these fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness and goodness and being kind-hearted, you know. Long-suffering, all these things. Let's get this in. Let's look at fruit of the Spirit and begin to pray. That's God. Let her know this is what we need. But you know, let our prayer life change. Let's have a prayer life. Let's get there and begin to pray. Let's pray for the nation. You know, I find out a lot of times, and I won't be too long, that a lot of people are very angry what's going on with the White House, the president, the cabinet, and all this. But guess what? Anger. Let's see what our character is going to be like with this. We're not going to be angry, but do not sin. Love. Let's see if the fruit going to come in our lives. We see what's going on, but the Bible says love your neighbors, you love yourself. We're supposed to love one another. Love, 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 love. That's what he says. So we have to love our brother. He said, don't say, you know, it's like saying how you say you love your love me and don't love your brother. You got to love your brother. You got to begin to meditate on this. You got to begin to pray, Lord, help me. Because your word said this. I need some help in this situation. I need help. And then go forward with the prayer. We're praying for the nation. Revelation 22:2 says what? It says that we have a chance at the tree of life. The tree of life, the new tree of life, as it would say on the tree of life, we have the fruit that bears every month. And then he said they have the leaves on the tree for the healing of the nations. If the healing is for the nations, let's pray for the healing of the nations. And you know something? As our character, let's build up our character right now. If we're going to pray for the nation and other nations, Jerusalem, Israel, and all of these places, guess what? Look at 2 Chronicles 7:14, where he said, if my people, talking about believers, if my people that are called by my name, well, I'm of themselves, seek my face, you know, and pray, turn away from their wicked ways, he said, then he said he's going to hear from heaven. Then he said he's going to forgive us of our sins, and then he'll heal our land. Read that 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is very, very important for us as believers. Praise God. We're going to love. We're not going to, when we pray for these nations, pray for our country, we're going to pray with love. We're going to pray with love. We're not going to pray tearing down nobody's character. Because, you see, we have to pray for one another. Pray for one another. Hallelujah. So we want to pray not in anger, but in love, praying for the world, praying because, you see, Satan is attacking. He's the one that's attacking the world today in every area, sending nymphs and demons everywhere to get to everybody. But you see, we got to be very careful how we pray, you know. We got to really pray according to the word of God. And we want to tear down the strongholds of the enemy out of our country. Begin to tear down these strongholds in the name of Jesus. We just want to pray, but we don't want to pray with anger. We want to pray what God said, the leads of the healing of the nation. Let's pray for the nations. Let's just pray for this world, what we're going through. Let's get our character together. Let's get our character together. The Bible says pray for those that are in authority. Pray for those that are in authority. Praise God. Pray that love. Don't tear down nobody. Just pray for one another. Pray for one another. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. You know, it's so much to be said about these characters, our character, and how we live and how we pray, what to pray. That's why we need to stay in church. That's why we need to be under a pastor that can teach us. The Bible said he's going to give us shepherds after his own heart. That's going to do what? Teach us and give us understanding of the word. That's what he said. He's going to give us pastors according to his own heart that's going to feed us with knowledge and understanding. And that's what we pray for. Lord, I need a pastor according to your heart that's going to feed me with knowledge and understanding. Praise God. Pray with love. Pray with love with the country. Pray, pray. Not tearing down. Pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. But you know, I love you, and I thank God for your character today. I thank God for building up your character. Remember that it takes that inward man to bring that outer man under subjection and building your lives on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. But I want to leave this word with you, coming from 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him to be glory both now and forever. Amen. Well, God bless you today. Love you, love you, love you.
Well, God bless you, and we love you. Oh, my God. Didn't I tell you she was full of the word? Oh, that was a powerful word. Oh, my God, coming out of Luke. Oh, I tell you what, Luke, the 6th chapter. So I thank God for the word, Luke 6:47-49. She talked about building character. So which house are you building? You know, are you in the first house or the second house in your character? You know, the second house, you know, I hope that you are not in the second house. That second house is said, you know, we hardly read the word. We don't study the Bible. We don't meditate on the word. We just do worldly pleasures. We have doubt, and we're not bearing any fruit. But I pray for each of you that you are building that first house that she talked about. We love to read the word. We love to meditate on the word. We love to spend time in God's presence. We love to pray. Yeah, you know, she said, you know, we got to tear down Satan's kingdom in the prayer life. You know, you gotta war in the spirit. You gotta pray. You gotta pray in your heavenly language. You know, she said, you gotta attend the church. You know, and I thank God that we look for a pastor after God's heart, not one that's going to feed us, you know, food that's not, we're not going to grow on. You know, you can eat a meal from just to fill your stomach, or you can eat a healthy meal that's going to nourish and strengthen your body, give you strength. The same thing with the spiritual. You know, you could go to a church where they're just serving you dessert. They ain't giving you no meat. You know, no strength. That's where the strength is. And then she said, you know, you got to be obedient to God. And you got to bear fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. Now, not the fruit of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, go. You know, read about it. The fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:5, the 5th chapter. So read your word. Study your word. Be pleasing to God. Sister, Gloria Jean, you always give an awesome word. I thank God for it. You know, we are privileged to have speakers like Minister Gloria Jean to come on with us. I mean, she's an hour earlier than us. It's just now 9:08 where she is, but she got up early this morning to bring forth that word. And, you know, you could tell she spent time in the secret place. She spent time with the Lord to get a message like that. Oh, you know she's bearing much fruit. We already know she's in the first house. So her character is the first house. So I thank God for your awesome work. Well, Sister Karen is going to play another song for us, and then we're going to move right on into testimony time. So get your testimonies ready. What you going to play for us, Sister Karen? Can you hear me, Karen? I can't hear you. Karen, are you on mute? All right. Well, she'll come back on in a minute. I can't hear Karen right now. It is testimony time, so press 1 if you have a testimony.
I'm right here. I finally got in.
Oh, okay. Okay, Karen, what you going to play for us?
Okay, how about What a Friend We Have for Jesus.
What a Friend We Have in Jesus, okay? In Jesus, and when we have a friend in Jesus, we can bring everything to him, every burden, every care, we can bring it to him, and guess what? We don't have to bring it back. We can leave it with him, and he'll take care of us. What a friend we have in Jesus. All, you know, everything that we're bearing, all we got to do is just lay it at his feet, and he'll take care of it. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Testimony time. You got a testimony? Got a great testimony? Press 1. If you already press 1, you can share your testimony. I know some people got some great testimonies. They just ain't saying nothing. What's going on? Minister Donna Hawkins and Brother David, I know y'all got some great testimony. There you go, Brother David. Hey. All right, hold on, Brother David. I'm putting you on live. You always got great testimonies. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed and grateful.
Amen. What are you going to share with us?
I know everyone is blessed and grateful. And on behalf of AARP, I'd like to congratulate all y'all senior citizens for giving back to us young people. Knowledge and wisdom and understanding. We appreciate y'all keeping your lives clean so that the Holy Spirit can flourish in your lives. You can share with us. First of all, we want to thank y'all for that. Then one of the open mics that we opened Thursday, I was unable to be there, but I did a lot of promoting and a lot of videos, and I heard it turned out well. And we had a lot of people come out, and just, you know, the overall spirit and the meaning and the love that was put into it return good fruit because we put good fruit into it. So that was a blessing to hear. So that's a testimony that went well. And I'm taking my family back home with me today. They were gone for 6 weeks, and I had a whole lot of peace. And I'm praying that we keep that peace, but they're going home with me today. So other than that, I'm just thankful and thankful and thankful.
Amen, amen. You know, we just love your family, Sister Donna is his wife, and I tell you what, she's a virtuous, blessed woman of God. They are blessed to have each other. They have two wonderful sons who are very gifted and talented. So we thank God for you, Brother David. Anybody else? Testimony time. Press 1. We got time for one more quick testimony. Press 1. If you're already live, go ahead and speak. Well, nobody want to share one. Well, I'm going to share one with you. You know, I thank the Lord. He allowed me to have 66 years on the 23rd of July. I turned 66, and, you know, I'm grateful to Father God because, you know, some people didn't make it. I mean, I went to kindergarten, elementary, junior high, high school, college, and some people, they're not here. But I thank God that I am here to say Jesus loves me, and he loves you. And he allowed me to go on 2 trips. One of my sisters in the Lord at the church took me out with her grandchildren to St. Augustine and Daytona. And then my cousin and another cousin, we went to the Disney World area and stayed in the timeshare there. So, you know, God didn't let me spend a penny on either one of those trips. I tell you what, he is my provider, Jehovah Jireh, and I am so blessed and highly favored of him. So I thank the Lord. Woo, he's great. He's mighty. I mean, I could tell you testimony till tomorrow this time, you know, but I'm just going to be brief with that. So we're going to move on. You know, God wants his people saved. Everybody created in his image now, but everybody's not saved. He said one time he used to wink at our ignorance, but no, not now. He don't want us ignorant. He wants us to be saved, to come into the knowledge of his dear son, Jesus. You know, when we say, Lord, we sinned, we want to be your children, we want to be saved. When you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and when you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from, I told you, on the third day, then you can be saved. So I thank God. Anybody on here today who's not saved, who does not confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior, press 1 will lead you into salvation. Anybody not saved today, press 1. Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're all saved. We've all come into the knowledge and saving grace of Jesus. Well, guess what? We may be all saved, but guess what? Sometimes we go back into the muck and mire of life. You know, we like prodigal children. We just say, Lord, give us our inheritance. When he give us all them good gifts, we forget to thank him. We forget to praise him. And then we go into the mud. Then we try to straddle the fence. You know, we got 1 foot in the world, 1 foot in the church, and then pretty soon we done slid all the way in the mud. So anybody who is backslidden, we ask you to press 1, and we will, you know, hopefully we will bring you back to the faith fully, loyally to the Father, so you can be faithful all the days of your life. You know, I don't know when the Lord is coming back for me. And guess what? You don't know either. There have been, you know, people prophesy, oh, yeah, God coming back in 2000 whatever. The Bible says it's a lie that they're telling. It says no man knows the day or the hour when he's going to return. So we don't know. We don't want to stay backslidden. So even if you don't press 1 and say, look, Lord, I'm sitting on the bench every day. I go to every service. But, you know, my mind ain't there. When I'm in Bible study, I'm thinking about what I'm going to eat for dinner. When I'm in the church service, I'm thinking about, yeah, my trip I'm going to take. Or whatever it is, if your heart is not fully with the Lord, just repent before him and say, Lord, I backslid, and I'll be going to services. So forgive me, Lord. Lord, bring me back closer with you than ever before. So it is prayer time on Bible Story Land. Press 1. You know, the word says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Effectual. You know, you can pray and it just barely hit the ceiling of your place where you're praying. You know, you could be in the Statue of Liberty way up in the top and you could be praying. But I'm telling you, if you're not praying effectual and fervent, effectual fervent prayers, they ain't going nowhere. So, you know, you ask the Lord, Lord, teach me how to pray effectual, fervent prayers so that my prayers can reach the third heaven, your throne room. We don't want to pray in vain. We want to have a prayer life that's working for us. So, hallelujah. Press 1. If you're already pressed 1, state your prayer request.
Hello.
Hey, Brother David.
Hey, can you hear me, Sister G?
I can.
Okay, I'm just going to pray that we all come to the knowledge and understanding of God is with us. And just like Tulane said, the devil, he just try to get to our head, to our brain, and to our spirit and all that. And he's unable to do that unless we allow him to. So I hope we all come to the knowledge of that and stick strong to that. You know, that's why 29 Psalms, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadows of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Okay, so God is with us. So we have no reason to fear. And just praying that everybody comes to the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of that. God is with us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother David. Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1. Any more prayer requests? Don't want to miss anybody. Come on. State your prayer request. I'm going to pray for you whether you state it or not, but I prefer to pray how, you know, the Lord leads me to pray for you.
I don't need prayer requests, but I just want to just thank the Lord for who I'm just being here.
You thank the Lord for what? The seniors?
For just my being, this program being here.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God for you, Karen. All right. Any more prayer requests?
Oh, yes. Sister Carita, you know, my
yes.
son, you know, it's in the hospital now. He had operation of the prostate cancer. And we're still praying for him to come through, you know. He's doing okay, but there's still some things has to be done, you know, before he leave the hospital. But he had prostate cancer, so pray for him, you know. An audience, too, you know, to pray for him to come through.
I know that's not yours.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Blardine. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. Okay. I'm going to go to the throne room. Consult the Father, because you know what? Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't know what to pray. I depend on the Holy Spirit to lead me in prayer. And I pray that, like Sister Gloria Dean said, we need the Holy Spirit to pray with us, to pray through us. I don't know what to pray for. I don't even know how to pray for you. I know your request, but only the Lord himself. Can, you know, only the Holy Spirit can pray what we really need. It makes intercession. And I thank God for Jesus because he stands on the Father's right hand and he said, Lord, bless this one. Lord, bless your children. Lord, bless this one and bless that one. And Lord, don't take them out because, Lord, I'm standing in the gap for them. They sin today, but, Lord, forgive them. So, Father God, we just come in your presence this morning to give you thanks and praise. And we thank you that you are a mighty God. You are the almighty King. And we thank you that you are Lord in the name of Jesus, and you give us life and life more abundantly. We thank you for another birthday for your daughter, Jackie Travis, oh God. And we thank you for 51 great years that you've given her. We thank you for her husband and her children. And, Lord, we thank you for every patient that she takes care of on a daily basis. And as she go to work, Lord God, go before Jackie. Go with her and go behind her, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for keeping her on the straight and narrow path, oh God. I bind up the veil, PR path from all of us, Father God. I say that we will stay on the straight and narrow. We will call upon your name morning, noon, and night. And, Father God, we are careful to give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. We consult you, Father, because you are a great counselor. You are Prince of Peace. You are mighty in all your ways. There is nothing secret, nothing hidden from you, O God. I thank you, Father God, that we are coming into more of your knowledge of who you are. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not fear any evil because you are with us. Your rod, your staff is comforting us in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just lift up our Bible study land today, and we thank you for the request made by Sister Karen, oh God. We thank you for Bible story land. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we can't move anywhere without you, that as we consult you on Bible story land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are downloading in us everything that we need to be knowledgeable of you, to have a closer walk with you. And as the song says, just a closer walk with you, granted, Jesus, is our plea. And Father, I lift up everyone on with us, on the air with us this morning, and even those who will listen later, I pray blessings upon each and every person. I thank you, O God, that you are our strength, and we shall not want. I thank you, O God, that when we cry unto you, every enemy will back up, every enemy will turn around, and we cauterize the attacks of the enemy from our bodies, from our minds. I thank you that, Lord God, you are the one who healed even our soul's diseases. So I thank you that our soul's diseases are healed today. Our body's diseases are healed. And we cancel, prostate cancer in your son, Sister Gloria Dean's son, that's in the hospital. We send the fire of God against it. We send it back to the enemy. We say that he is healed by every strike that you took, Jesus, on the cross, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today that he walks in divine health and healing. You sent the word and healed him. He is healed by every strike that you took. And, Father God, you said in your word, Father God, that you not only heal, but you cure. So I thank you that he is cured and he walks in health. And, Father God, you said to her son, beloved, you called him your beloved. Above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you today that he's walking in health. His soul is prospering. He is coming closer with you, O God. And he is dwelling in your secret place, O God. You are his refuge. You are his fortress. You are his healer. You are his deliverer. I thank you that he is delivered out of the hand of the enemy. And he is in your almighty palm in Jesus' name. And nobody can snatch him out. We thank you for every family represented on Bible Story Land today, Father God. We thank you for strength. We thank you for help. We thank you for being our help in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, walk with us today. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Allow us to be pleasing to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for every one of our families today. We thank you that our families are strong and we are a unified family, that we have love and the fruit of the Spirit in all of our family members, oh God. In the name, I bind up strife, envy, jealousy from families right now. And I speak Jehovah Shalom over every family member, that there's peace in our household. First, begin with us, oh God. Deal with us to have peace within ourselves. And when we have peace within ourselves, we can have peace in our surroundings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you today. We honor you today. We give you all the praise and all the thanksgiving. We thank you that you are Lord, and there's no other God like you, Jehovah, no other God like you. We give you a hand clap of praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you that you are giving us favor from on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that you are with us. We praise you, O God. We give you glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are great and mighty. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner over us. You are Jehovah Rapha, our mighty healer, O God. In the name of Jesus, there is nobody great like you. We honor you. We honor your presence, O God. Oh, Father God, we can't make it without you. I thank you that you are the one who leads us in the path of righteousness. You are the one who keeps us on the path of righteousness. Help us to study your word, to show ourselves approved. Help us, O God, to build our houses on a solid foundation, O God. Help us to read your word daily, to meditate on it, to have a relationship with you, to call on your name in prayer, call on our family's name, O God. To call on you on behalf of our families, Father God. Help us to attend worship together. You said for us not to forsake our assembling together with each other in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I pray obedience upon all of us, oh God, that we would hear your voice, we would obey your voice, we would study your word and obey your word, and that we would bear much fruit, that we would bear the fruit of the Spirit. We would bear love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, temperance, and long-suffering in our lives on a daily basis. We bless you, O Most High. We thank you that you are our Lord, and we are your sons and your daughters. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland, and I thank God for each of you joining us today. I send blessings to you and your household. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you all for coming on. And I thank God for his loving kindness that surrounds us on a daily basis. I pray that you will obey God so the blessings will follow you and not the curses. The blessings will follow you and your family. Don't forget, join us on Thursday, the 1st through the 4th Thursdays, 5 p.m., for boys to men and girls to ladies, and the 1st through the 4th Saturday, Bible Storyland. Next Saturday is Family Day. Call in the number you called today, 1-619-789-4313. Let's all praise our God, our Lord and our Savior together. God loves you so much. He keeps you in his thoughts daily. His thoughts of you are more than the grains of sand. So God bless each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, God loves you, and he just wants you to return the love to him. So begin to love him with all your heart, soul, and strength, and love each other like you love yourself. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.